We'll do this. This is the easy way.
Okay.
And then we will. This is the way we did it when we were
8 years old.
We'll do this, that, push that, that.
One of them. Bring that over.
Okay, we got to push that.
Fling that down.
Then that.
And then shove that up.
And let's hope for the best.
David Cassidy.
Good one.
Thank you.
Wow.
Good one.
Had some range there we didn't know you had.
Well, you know, in the old days, I told you, they didn't let me do that.
Well, now let us ask you, do you personally feel good about that particular tune right there?
Well, I wouldn't have played it if I didn't.
It's a good record. I mean, a really good record.
Well, it's an 8-track demo. I think it's a good demo. It's got, you know, it's hard to write an up-tempo sort of a rock song that is commercial, that... You know, it's one of those difficult things to get an up-tempo, tough, edge thing that is commercial. You know, it's easy to write. But it's got, I like it a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good song. I wrote that with Sue Schifrin, and she sang it with me.
Do you currently have an American record deal?
No.
Nothing?
Not. Zippo.
Do you want one? Because we got this company started.
You know, that's a difficult question to answer because what goes along with having a record deal is I'm on this path that I believe I've been carrying on now for the last few years that ultimately will get me to a place where I will be able to make the kind of records I want to make and have a company behind me that believes in me today and supporting me, the artist, the songwriter, and singer that I am today, as opposed to, yeah, well, let's see if we retread this David Cassidy thing. We can get him together. Yeah. We can put that, you know, and we'll cash in on all those old fans that want to, you know.
Scary.
Don't do it. Yeah, don't do it. So the time will come shortly, hopefully, as a result of my work in the theater and going around and grassrooting it a little bit and staying away from the obvious cliche television thing and doing junkie movies. I think hopefully with Instant Karma, when it comes out, I think it's going to be an important film for me. I think it's going to be a good little movie.
Let us also tell you a situation that seems to parallel yours identically. We had Donny Osmond on the show.
Oh, yeah.
About a year ago. It was his first visit. He came in, and at that point, he was simply working on an album.
Right.
Second time he came back, the album was about to be released in Europe.
Right.
The third time he came back, he had a top five record.
Right.
The situation with Donny was that he really wanted the audience to forget about Go Away Little Girl and Puppy Love, and he refused to do them.
Well, of course, he came on our show and sang it.
That's because we made him do it.
I don't want to get into that or anything. But...
Sorry, Paul Anka. I wasn't making fun of him.
Of course not.
Puppy, that was Paul.
But, you know, he wanted to be accepted for the music he was making today.
Yeah, sure.
He did the album. Right. He didn't have an American record deal at that time also.
Right.
And they released the album. It did extremely well over there.
He really wanted one, I'm sure. Because unlike myself, he is not an actor. He's a
rock and roller.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
And he's good. You know, I give him credit. My old man said to me years and years and years ago, and I will never forget it. He told me right before I got on the stage at Wembley, 1974 or something, he took me aside in the room and he said, you know, I know you don't see this because there was madness everywhere and thousands of people and all kind of clamoring and being at the focal point of all of that energy and that success and that mania. I think he felt it important, the one gift he could give me. He said, I'm going to tell you something. Someday all this is going to be gone and you're going to have to reach down and it's going to get real hard for you. And I want you to remember... I've spent 30 years in this business, and I've been thought of as Mr. Shirley Jones, and I've been through hell with it myself. He said, the one thing that's kept me going and one thing that's kept me alive and gotten me here is that talent will survive, and you got it, and don't ever forget it, because they can take everything else away from you. They can call you anything they want, but when you get out on the stage, you deliver. And that's what it's about, you know, for me. I'm just going to carry on and do what I do and do what I love to do. I'm now doing, again, something that I enjoy. I retired in the middle 70s because I stopped enjoying it. I now do what I like to do, and I'm having a hell of a good time. I'm having fun doing it.
That sounded good. That was a fine tune.
Thanks, I'll play a couple other things.
Good. Excellent. There's more.
Yeah,
super.
Sure.
Super.
Absolutely.
All right, let's do some calls then.
Line one.
Here we go.
Why, good morning. You're on the air with David Cassidy.
No, you're not. Now you are. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. Well, it's going good. How about you?
Great.
Good.
Listen, the question I wanted to ask you was that when you get out on the road, you get your band together, which sounded really good.
Thank you.
And you want to do some tours, what kind of venues are you looking at? Something really big or something kind of like on this?
Intimate, you know, like Shea Stadium, that kind of thing. No, I can't go that route. I mean, not that I could fill a place like that anymore, but I think if I ever go back out on the road and rock, it would be important for me to have, at the time, to have a record out. I think that... You need the support of a record company, and I think you need the airplay and exposure. You know, it's one thing coming in here and playing an 8-track demo about, you know, of a song that you just wrote for fun. It's another thing when you go in the studio and you make the commitment from a business standpoint to make a record. I'd love to go and play small clubs and or, you know, small halls. To where people can see you and feel you, and there is that real chemistry between an audience and a performer. And I can get up and rock, and I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for your question. Thanks for your interest.
Yeah, you sound great.
Thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
And thanks for all the entertainment from the early stuff.
No, my pleasure. Guys. My pleasure.
Quite a pleasure for you.
Hey, thank you.
All right, you then, bud. You're on the air with David Cassidy. Go ahead.
Yeah, David.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
I wanted to ask you about your brother, Sean Cassidy.
Yeah.
Now, when you guys were growing up, I mean, you had different careers going at the same time.
Well, more or less.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of overlapped. I was on my way into retirement when he wanted to get into it.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Did you kind of help him out, or is he going to help you with your music, or are you guys just pretty much on your own?
How much was it influenced by you, his success?
Well, I got to think, you know, a lot of it. I think my manager took him under her wing and said, I'm going to take you to a record company, and you'll be David's brother, and they'll give you a deal. And I think from there on, he managed to do it on his own. He, growing up in the 70s, through high school and junior high school, and all of his girlfriends were fans of ours and mine.
That's great.
It must have been thanks. Yeah, it was tough on him, though. You know, you can imagine they wanted to meet him so they could meet me. I mean, I understood that. He and I, we never had a problem about it because he knew that it was kind of a joke, you know. I mean, I'm just a guy like you are and like everybody else is, and it wasn't a thing that ever became a problem between us.
Yeah, but did you ever grab him by the neck, put him off to the side and say, all right, Sean, this is what the real deal is. Here's what's happening. Listen to your former Teen Idol brother tell you. Did you ever do that?
Well, we were pretty close through all of it. And you remember, he's a lot younger than I, and I never lived with him. But we're really very well connected as people.
Still?
You guys ever had three girlfriends?
Still. Oh, cut it out.
Yeah, we swapped the chicks, you know. I pass it to you, you know. No. To be honest with you, no. We never had the opportunity.
Having the Cassidy brothers over tonight. She's the wow man. Do the casserole thing.
Let's bring the jelly. Uh-huh.
You still in communicado with the guy?
Oh, yeah. I see him and my brother Patrick very well, who's just become quite a successful actor. Mm-hmm. And I hang out with my brothers a lot. They're the nucleus and the core and the heart of my life, really, now, because my family is probably the most important thing, my mom. And I still see Shirley occasionally, and she's working a lot. But I see my brothers an awful lot. Sean's right now on the road. He's doing a play. And he'll be back probably in another month or so.
Yeah, well, I really liked you guys growing up.
Thank you. Thanks.
Really cool, and,
thanks, man.
Keep on rocking, man.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Another line on there? Anything we should go to?
Oh, I just picked one.
All right, then let's just go to five.
Okay.
You're on the air with David Cassidy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
David.
Yeah.
You had mentioned just a couple calls ago that you didn't think you could fill up a Shea Stadium or something like that.
No, I don't think so anymore.
Don't put yourself down. With songs like that, you definitely could.
Oh, thanks, man.
Ooh,
thanks very much.
Must be
that.
A hit.
Thank you.
It sounds really, really good.
Thanks. Well, I like it a lot. It makes me feel good.
And again.
It's let's do it again. I might have a record deal by the time I leave the studio this morning.
Got an album available yet? Or?
No, there's no album. There's no record right now. It's just songs that I'm writing with Sue Schifrin, and we're gonna. You know, I don't know what I'm gonna do with them yet. I want to wait and hang on to them and get enough of them together, and who knows, maybe in another year or so I'll go out and make a record. And I don't know. I'm on this path. As the public, I think, gets confused. In general, gets confused when they see you. If you're a serious actor, as you say you are, David, then how can you possibly be doing this? And how can you be good as a songwriter and be good as an actor?
Right.
You can't do that. My old man had the worst problem with that. He was a really terrific singer and a funny, funny comedian. But he confused people because he constantly was showing that side of him. He would go and do the theater, and he would do serious films as well. And, you know, it's difficult. I've been lucky to be successful in more than one area of this business, in entertainment. And I feel like I haven't put any restrictions upon myself, but I understand the way the business goes is that they like to pigeonhole you. So
exactly.
I'm trying to accommodate myself and, I guess, the business in that respect.
Yeah, sure, Dave, but
yeah.
Can you dance?
Not at all. No, you saw me a little Johnny Jones. Come on, I could tap for about a minute and a half.
We talked about this company now. You know, we're kind of interested in this this album of yours because I think we could maybe do some business because we're working on a client right here.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Sure are.
We got a client we're working here. Maybe you heard of him.
Huh?
Luther Evans.
Luther.
Yeah.
The Luther Evans?
The yes. Luther Evans.
I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of Luther's.
Oh, are you?
Do you think there's a chance we might hear the next Luther thing?
Sure, we can work something up for you.
We
can
debut a new Luther song.
A new Luther song?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
David Cassidy and Luther Evans.
Yeah, ho.
What
ho,
a morning.
Ho.
Come
let's,
on.
You could open for Luther.
I could open for Luther.
Hey, hey, it's getting too big. It's getting too big at this point. Let's just think about these things. All right. We will. We'll debut a new Luther here shortly. And
okay.
We want to...
We'll talk about the King, too, won't we?
Yeah, we got to have that.
The King story, yeah.
You connected with the Big E.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
That, I was going to segue this very well, but it was one of those... One of those mornings on the set.
All right, let's save it. We've got to take a break.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been at it for a long time. All right, we're going to come back. We have more brand new David Cassidy tunes to check out. We'll talk about his rendezvous with the King.
And Luther Evans, a brand new debut song, especially for Dave.
Can't wait for that.
14 minutes after 9, KLOS, the Mark and Brian program.
When you ask...
Program.
Yeah, that's what that
talking
is.
Talking damn heads.
Yes, sir, Bob.
60s poetry, maybe.
Yes,
later. Hey, so get this, folks. There are people outside the station. David was telling the story about wherever he goes. This happens.
Now we are going to let him, we're going to walk him out there and let you...
Put him off the leash.
Yeah.
We'll take him off the leash and let him out there.
Yeah, and we'll do that later on this hour, but then you can't follow him home or anything.
Hi.
Don't think you can do that.
I don't want to ruin your day, Damon, but I think they're just trying to get to us through you. So I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
Know,
thanks for coming down here.
You never know.
God bless you for that.
The deal is, okay, now we promised this. David came in and said now he's been listening to the show and heard the Luther Evans thing we debuted a couple, I guess it was last week.
I nearly rolled my car in the freeway when I heard the first one.
It's Luther Evans. Well, he sent us like quite a few of these, so here's the newest one.
Did that for Dave because he is a big fan of Luther Evans at this point.
That's absolutely so.
All right, we have some other new tunes that David brought us. That first one was, again, really good.
Thank you. That was the most recent one. This is a little older, probably 3 or 4 months old. You know, it's one of those things, you got nothing to do, you get tired of going down and checking that the buses are running on time. So you go back up to your room and you start to mess around, you pick up your guitar and you look at it and you think, God, I'm a lonely, lonely, empty guy without my guitar, my songs.
Gotta have that.
It's a little darker, this next thing that we're going
to
play.
We really never got tired of going down to see if the buses were running on time.
I've seen you there a few times.
Now that's us. It's a whole new thing.
You want to do something live?
No.
Live. We got the guitar here.
Anything before 9 a.m., boy.
All right, now, Dave, you think about it now. We don't want to pressure you.
No.
Or anything.
But there's
30 minutes left in the show.
We can compose a little something here.
Well, you never know. I mean, if you have anything you want to just pick out live, we can get it ready.
Well, we've already done, let's see, what else have we done this morning? We did Eva Braun. This may sound like a strange request. if you mind dumping on my chest.
Yeah, we did that.
We did that. That was over with.
We did down on your knees like a rat eating cheese, doing it dog style.
That's what we did that.
Uh-huh.
It's done.
I loved you a lot better when your head was flat. Yeah.
All right, hey, you think about it, and then we'll see what we can work up. Let's play this new tune.
All right.
And then take some calls, and we'll just goof around.
All right.
Goof around. What a good thing to do. We're good at that.
Let's just keep goofing.
All right, here we go. Another brand new tune from David Cassidy.
Like you.
on that nasty sack.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I found this guy on Tube in London who was just hanging out there, and I said, I'd like to make 20 quid. He had a beer. He said, yep. I said, come down to this address at 2 o'clock this afternoon. A friend of mine had a studio about a mile from where he was. He showed up with his sax, and he played it. I went over it 3 or 4 times. He was great.
Man,
don't know his
just
name.
Did it in the afternoon.
Don't know his name. Cost me 20 quid, which is about $35.
Which is a damn fine price to pay for.
Ain't it, though? He's good, though.
And yeah, what body part were you grabbing to hit those, you? Holy cow.
It was a lifting up process, we feel sure.
Uplifting experience.
All right, let's grab us a couple of phone calls here.
Sure.
All right, you're on the air with David Cassidy. Go ahead.
Hi, David.
Hi.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you. Well, it's nice to be back in the real world. What's your name?
Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi. A couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. I had seen you on Win, Lose, or Draw.
That's true. I was on it.
No, we never gave you a hard time about that.
Well, yeah, we forgot.
Did I deserve a hard time?
Yes. First,
well,
anytime you were...
You look great.
Anytime you're on television?
No, anytime you were...
My first television appearance in 5 years. Okay.
Yeah, but you worked with Bert Convy, for God's sake.
You're right.
What's the deal?
You're absolutely right.
What
I should never be forgiven for that.
What happens there?
Very, very nice human being. Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Hollywood bullshit.
No, he's not. He's a very, very nice fella.
Yeah, but he wears crushed velvet. We can't, you know, that's tough to get by.
Did you see the sweater?
Yeah, we checked him out, yeah.
That's all right.
One of the true stars left that, you know, still wear ultra suede.
Joanne, are you still there?
I'm still there.
Sorry. Yes, so you saw me on, that show.
Well, I just saw you, and I had a question about it, but somebody had already asked it. It had to do with the record deal and But I had wondered, though, a lot of actors lately tend to go off into directing and producing.
Yeah.
And I was wondering whether you had perhaps thought about following that type of career.
You know, I've had enough careers in my life. It's a tough decision when you go down and you say, I'm going to do this. To stay focused and get off that path, it's easy to get off the path. I'm trying to stay on the path and do credible work as an actor and have people be able to see me as a serious guy about it. Not that I'm not capable of having fun, but I don't really see myself being a producer or a director in the near future. I think that, you know, there are people who do that better than I. I think producing is something I have more of an eye for than directing, only because I enjoy putting projects and ideas together, and I think that maybe someday that opportunity might present itself, or I might try and do that. My brother's doing a little of that.
Really?
Sean's doing some producing, yeah.
Well, how about producing like a Partridge Family Reunion?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. They've already talked to me about that.
Yeah, he's pretty giddy.
And how long did it take you to say no? How many seconds?
Oh, I'd say at least 6. I had to go...
Can't help
no, thank you.
Yeah.
It's a nice thought, and I know for all of you out there that it would seem like a great thing, but it might be like handing me a time bomb, you know. Unfortunately, I look at those things as they're really, commercially, it makes studios a lot of money, and I don't want to go
Well, it's your career. You wouldn't do anything for your career at all.
No, I don't think it would. I don't think it'd do a lot for any of us.
Not in the directions you're taking off.
Although Suzanne Crow perhaps was looking forward to that.
Danny Bonaduce.
I know Danny said he was looking forward to doing it. Susan Day and I don't think I talked to Susan about it. She has really not a lot interested in it. I don't either.
Well, Danny wanted to do it so he could make bail.
It was great. You know the thing is that you can never compete with and you have to compare it with what it once was, and it can never be that again. And that was at a time when we all were young and innocent, and it had a very special place in time. But, you know, you can't go home again. And I've done that one already enough times. And I enjoyed it and loved it. But it's time to move on.
Well,
and
do you want to stay more with movie acting, or do you want to?
I'd love to. You know, yeah. Well, I've done a lot of theater in the last 4 or 5 years. You know, I did a Broadway show a few years ago. I played in the West End with Laurence Olivier a couple years ago, which was really exciting.
Sun, I am
oh,
the moon.
No. Here he goes.
The words I have tune play me.
Joanne, you're going to have to forgive us now. It's KLOS time. Here we are.
By the way, hey, Joanne.
Yeah.
We have this picture of David. I guess this was in Rolling Stone magazine. We have David Pubes
in the studio. Yeah. I was naked. I was naked on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Man.
That's
laid
true.
Right out there,
that was a very controversial thing in its time.
It was. It must have been.
Mm-hmm. It must have been. You were too young. No need to remind us. Yes, it was a long time. Let's take that trip down memory lane, David, shall we? Come on, babe.
Hey, no, in all seriousness, do you want to give your age? Does it matter to you?
I'm 106.
guy's up there.
He looks good for 47.
The guy is up there, but he looks actually better than he did 10 years ago when he had that series.
Birthday less than a month ago, right?
I did. That's right.
You know too much about it, man.
21.
Scare us all.
21. It's frightening, isn't it?
Right,
anyway, thank you, Joanne. Thank you for calling, and thank you for your support. Appreciate it.
See
all right. God bless.
All right, let's see. Let's take this one here. You're on the air with David Cassidy. Go ahead.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
Good, man.
David Cassidy.
Yeah.
David Cassidy.
God, when they start humming your name, you know you've really made it. When Mark and Brian start doing songs
you
dedicated to you.
Sun, I am the moon. You are the words. I am the two.
David Cassidy.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, caller.
I need my earsick.
David.
Yeah.
I was in a traffic school class with you a couple of years ago. I think you were there because of
Oh, yeah, with the IRS guy. No, just kidding. Just a little joke.
Busted.
You were also late because you were stopped and given another speeding ticket on your way to class.
You had to remind us, didn't you? That's right.
Somehow, on my way home,
I got another one. No. This guy's lying. I don't care what your name is, but I never met you before, okay? I wasn't in that class.
Now, where you were seriously?
I was in that class, and I did get a ticket on the way there because I was late. And I was on my way to England. I had to go then because I was on my way to England to do this play, and I cleaned it up. I went to traffic school and got it done. So if my insurance company is listening, I haven't had one since, guys.
That's what I was wondering, how you're doing these days.
Oh, thank you very much. My driving record's really improved.
Great.
I'm doing much better. What's your name?
Sam,
how are you, Sam?
Pretty good.
Really enjoyed that wonderful, fun-filled day we spent together in traffic school.
Oh, yes, I'll never forget.
Yeah,
thanks,
I won't either. Thanks, Sam.
Quite a pleasure for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got. Let's take one on here.
You're on the air. What? Oh, can we go out there?
Things you'd like to forget.
Wait, do we have the wireless microphone set up? Well, I'll be doggone. The engineering department.
We'll do that as the last thing.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to go outside and say hello to all David's fans live on the air.
I'd like to say hi to them. Thank you for coming down. Hi.
David.
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm great.
I'm 10 years younger than you, so I was right in the midst of everything. And,
boy.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Well, look at it this way. Those girls out there are probably my age.
Well.
There's guys, too.
Come on.
They're probably 20.
Come on, guys, girls.
Judy introduced me to you years ago over the phone when I was 11 years old, and then the last time I saw you was when you were living up on White Oak. I was on my bike.
Oh, you were on your bike. I remember that.
I don't know if you did.
And I was, you were on your bike, and I was, here he goes, and I was strolling all by myself, wasn't
it? Sharon, yeah, you were by yourself. But right. Sharon Lee brought you that brown wicker lamp for your 24th birthday. I don't know if you remember.
That brown wicker lamp. Oh.
You don't remember that?
It's tough for him, ma'am. It's tough for him to remember that.
I have to be honest. Sharon Lee, I remember very well. She used to be an editor of one of the magazines. That's right, from Loffer Company.
It doesn't matter, but yeah, I got you that present anyway. I just want you to know that I want your pictures on my wall were also with my Beatle pictures and my Stones pictures, and I never doubted you had talent.
Thanks, son. I really appreciate that.
Okay.
Really, really do.
You were the fifth Beatle, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
Right.
Me and Pete Best.
Yeah, right. But I want to wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you.
And I like your new music.
Thanks, son.
And,
We'll keep rocking.
Works out the way you...
Thank you. Thanks,
moon.
Elizabeth.
You are the words. I am the two.
David Cassidy.
All right, one last one. You're on the air with David Cassidy. Go ahead.
Boy.
Hi. This is Jill.
Jill.
I agree with that lady 100%. I just loved you growing up, and I still do.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to tell you that the last three albums that I got of yours since the Partridge Family was The Higher They Climb.
Yeah, that was my sort of autobiography. Yeah.
Home Is Where the Heart Is, which is my favorite.
Oh, thanks.
And Getting It in the Streets.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you are the sun, I am the moon, you are the
you
world.
Need to put up with this abuse.
Turn your knee
off.
I'm sorry. You know, Jill, we just are having such a good time here in the studio. I'm sorry that, it's become like a party and you... And you
Bullshit, David Cassidy.
No, but he's sincere. It's bullshit, but it's sincere bullshit.
And yes,
bullshit,
it is. From the heart bullshit.
Come on.
Can I ask my question, guys?
Okay, yeah, real quick.
Come on.
Real quick.
Yeah, I wanted to know if there's any others besides those and where I can get them.
Any other albums?
Tunes.
Yeah.
No, I made, I think, five altogether. I take that back. I made five. I made an album that wasn't released here, but did really well in Europe called Romance.
Right.
About 4 years ago.
And it went a little like this.
You are the sun, I am the moon, you are the words, I am the deal,
David Cassidy.
All right, 9:45. We're going to take a break. Do you have another tune on the tape we can play?
I have a lot of them. Whether or not anybody want to hear them.
No, we dig them.
Sure, I'll find some. We'll find some. We'll see if we can cue something up while we take this.
All right, also, we're going to go out in the parking lot in Fun Zone, and we're going to live broadcast and hear what David's fans have to say in person.
That's our next break. That's our last break.
Yeah.
We got one more, so that'll be next. We'll play a tune, then we'll go out parking lot.
Why not?
Okay, see you in a minute.
Not to be denied.
Cassidy tune. He's kind enough to share with us. Let's fire it off, shall we?
Thank you. that's the...
wrote that song with Sue Schifrin, who was singing with me, and John Wetton, who was Asia. Remember him?
Hang on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. On made some good records.
She's on the phone now?
Who's on the phone now?
From her car phone. Susan Day.
Come on.
Susan Day is on the phone.
Yeah. Got to talk to that girl. Hey, like that girl.
Susan?
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hello, sweetheart.
How are you, honey? On the way to probably solve another case, huh?
No. I'm in the parking lot of Ron Work Off Your Bun Fletcher Gym.
Oh, my God. Yes, hold it. We'll have all the men in Los Angeles who've always wanted to meet you and know you be out there in the parking lot.
Yeah, they will.
Come on. I miss you. How are you?
I miss you. Your music is so beautiful. I've waited for a year.
Well, you're going to have to wait at least another year, honey.
What?
At least another year.
Why?
Well, you know, what can I tell you?
Well, I can tell you it's beautiful, and I want it in my home.
Oh, you do?
Well, I think that can be arranged. How's Bernie, your husband?
Everybody's great.
Is he? Please send him my best, will you?
I will, honey.
Hey, Susan?
Hey, how old are you guys?
How old are we?
How old are they, David?
They're younger than us.
Yes.
Susan, if you were listening to the interview earlier, David was saying that you two have this connection.
Yes, we do.
And you could have done a lot of things which you never really got around to on the set of the Partridge Family.
We love each other.
Did you have it for him? I mean, were you hot for his bod?
Come on.
Were you?
Wait. You asked me two different questions.
Oh.
Well put, baby.
Yeah.
Stay in there. Stick to your guns.
All right. Okay.
You don't have to go for this.
Did you have the big crush on David as all the girls did?
Or was it just a matter of
a job and he's just a partner?
You don't have to answer that, Susan.
I have always loved him.
Yeah.
Because
I love you too.
No.
You are the sun, I am the moon. Yeah.
Now,
how old are they?
I think we all know how old I am. We certainly know that Susan's looking at 30 soon.
Oh, are you kidding? You know how I found out you were finally on?
How? Finally.
Finally on. I called to get the number, to get the mammogram, to go do that. I've hit that egg.
Oh, no. Come on.
Yeah.
Susan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Susan.
Good for you, though, that you're getting that done.
And you're okay, though, huh?
Oh, sure.
Are you okay?
I'm great.
Okay.
I'm just saying, when I called them, that's all they cared about. They said, Susan Davis.
Well, you know, it's nice to know they still think of us in the same breath, kind of, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know
what's also kind of neat, Susan? There's a pile of people out in the parking lot here to see Dave.
There'll be a pile out at Ron Fletcher's to see you, too.
Yeah.
No, David, I haven't heard any of this. I haven't heard any of what you've been saying. What are you doing with your music? Why?
Well, I'm doing absolutely nothing with my music right now. I just went to Russia. I went to the Soviet Union. I got back this past weekend, and I did some concerts, and it was incredible.
Oh, God.
I would love to call you and tell you all about it. I've told most of L.A. that... And I'm sure most of L.A. is listening this morning.
Oh, they love you.
No, they love you guys. Come on. Let's be honest. Hollywood.
Well, we are
Hollywood,
the sun.
Hollywood.
We are the moon.
Anyway, I'll call you.
We are the moon.
I will call you and tell you all about my latest escapades. And I haven't talked to you since I finished doing this feature.
No, I haven't talked to you at all. I want your music.
Okay, you got it. I'll bring it to you.
I love to Sue.
I will sing. My love to Bernie, and God bless you, honey.
Hey, Susan.
Yes.
You're looking good these days.
Yeah, she's
man.
Looking
You are looking
awesome.
Really good.
Good
you know
stuff why? On L.A. Law, too.
You just, know why?
What?
Why? It's called Ron Fletcher.
No, it's called love.
Love.
You're in love.
Yeah. Love.
Stay in love, honey.
Quit smoking.
Ah, good.
Good girl.
Give it up.
Love you.
Yeah, you too, honey. Take
love
care.
Me, Susan, you love us?
Huh?
You love us, too?
I do.
Okay, good.
Sure you do. Hollywood bullshit.
Bullshit.
I love you, baby. I'll call you.
Bye.
Bye.
Susan Day.
She just didn't want anything to do with us, did
obviously
she?
Obviously not. That's why we shut the hell up.
She leached our show just to talk to David, obviously.
She's a gem. She's a one-up.
All right. Well, listen. It was, number one, it wasn't enough of a show to get everything because you've been... vacant for a while.
Vacant.
And it's been good.
Mentally, physically.
Yeah. You know, it's been really good seeing you, good talking to you.
Thank you. The tunes
really do sound good.
Thanks, man.
Good luck with that.
Thanks. Well, you know, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with them all, but...
Well, it's really going to be up to you, because those tunes are ready for something.
They're ready to be cut by somebody. I don't know.
Get out of here. Hand me that thing over there. If we're coming in, we have the Mark O'Brien Coil, Old Pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, Coil of Pleasure.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I know that we discussed this real early, and for the benefit of those who weren't awake at the time, we talked about me not being here, and I'm sorry that I wasn't able to be here and perform
I think
past.
I love you.
I think I love you.
You can't even say it.
I can't. It's hard for me to even speak the words. I'm glad it worked out as it did. I got to come back, and for all of those people who wanted to come down and meet me, and who have sent me stuff here, I can't thank you enough, and for your support. And before I get choked up, I just want
to
say thanks.
To get choked up by.
Yeah, you are the sun.
I am the moon.
Yeah. You know, anyway, we never got to hear the story about Elvis. Maybe
all right, that's
time.
It.
Next
tell
time.
Quick story. Okay. Quick Elvis story.
I can't tell it quick. No, it's a long Elvis story.
It's Elvis.
Story.
You know, it's
Elvis. But we'll, right, David Cassidy will tell the Elvis story next time he's on.
All right, if you can't come in, we can call you at home and you tell us over the phone.
You got it.
We'll wake
the
you Elvis
up
story. All right, killer. Killer.
All right, killer. Great,
David,
man.
Thank you for coming
thank
in.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing the tunes with us, and we'll see you very
pleasure
soon. Okay. David Cassidy, we will be back tomorrow. We have Rumblings of a Miniature Theater.
Oh, it's a big show tomorrow. It's the big show.
It
we're
sure
finally
is
back.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah, we get to be Mark and Brian tomorrow.
Jeezy Wallet.
Yeah.
All right, stand by. It's a show Thursday, 6 o'clock. See you then. Take care of yourself. And David, again, thank you very
bye
much.
Bye.
See you soon.
David Cassidy.
How would you like to be a record producer or an artist?